the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business, show number 754 in our original It's Your Business series. Today, the business of golf. With leaders in the golf business, a pair of doctors, even Mr. 19th Hole, who puts the perspective of golf and life in the same discussion, and he can even putt, believe it or not. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to interrupt the show to bring you some ice cream. CMS is here this morning, and they are coming in to make sure that we're cooling down this hot show. Right, Andy?
That's right. You know, huge fan of the show, and so we thought, what a better way than to come in and cool these guys down, because they're such pros. You know, bring them some ice cream.
Well, and of course, it is all about CMN and what you're doing for the kids and the project itself.
That's right. Tomorrow we have DQ Miracle Treat Day, which is our ninth annual DQ Miracle Treat Day. And we're just asking people to go out and purchase a Blizzard and know that $1 from every Blizzard will be donated back to Children's Miracle Network right here in Sioux Falls.
All right. So what different brands of, I know you got Dairy Queen, but tell us what you got for flavors.
Oh, we have, you know, Oreo, Tropical, Heath, M&M, let's see, Mint Oreo, Chips Ahoy. I mean, the list goes on and on. So these guys can be eating all morning.
We have picked out M&M for you.
No, I'm taking Heath. I'm taking the Heath bar. That's mine. I'm claiming it.
Andy, good luck with it tomorrow. I know that the folks in Madison always do big numbers.
That's right.
And I think the rest of the DQs are trying to maybe catch Madison a little bit, but it's a good day to help a cause and cool down a little.
That's right. And again, Madison's their goal this year is 40,000 Blizzards. Last year they did 38,412. So definitely take your family out, enjoy a nice cool treat tomorrow.
Andy, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. Mr. Ostead.
Yeah. Can I eat my Heath bar?
Well, or
my
let's make sure he's got his Heath bar. Oh. I mean, he's going to, I'm going to talk while he
looks. Ooh,
he
got Butterfinger,
Heath,
too. I like Butterfinger.
Heath bar. Butterfinger.
Ooh, Heath, got it. Boom. Right
okay.
There.
There goes the diet.
Yeah, got it.
Don't get that Heath bar on your orange shirt.
You know, I work so hard all week long in my diet to try to get things going. And then I come out here and you got cake, you got ice cream, you got all this stuff. I mean, how am I supposed to stay slim and sexy like you, Bill, when you get all this food for me? It's crazy.
Uh-oh. Somebody got the buzzer. I don't know if it's you or me this morning. But
yeah, that's tough. That Rev is tough.
Dave, we always start with you. You've got 10 stores strategically stationed across the Midwest, two right here in Sioux Falls, politically correct, one east, one west of Minnesota.
That's the way I work, you know. I'm right there. And it's been, as we've talked about, you have the business of golf. The business of golf has been tough this year, and we've talked about that. The weather's been difficult around the country. Rounds are down. The ratings were down for TV. The Masters and the U.S. Open and the British were down significantly. And lo and behold, A curly-haired, big-nosed guy from Northern Ireland comes along and saves our industry. Rory McIlroy, he literally has turned our industry around in 3 weeks. He's won three in a row. He had a dynamic PGA Championship win. Ratings were way up. People are talking about golf again. Jimmy Fallon was doing a deal on golf again. All of a sudden, instead of stories about how people don't play, it's too slow, it takes too much, everybody's pumped up about this new sport of golf and everything's great. And it's amazing what a difference 3 weeks can make. And thank you, Rory McIlroy, because that was some fantastic golf. Wasn't that great?
I thought it was fabulous. And again, the question you were asked before you came in the door this morning, you're Tom Watson.
Yeah.
You picked Tiger for the Ryder Cup.
Well, I wouldn't. I've had a lot of conversations with a number of people here, and I know Tom. I know he's getting a lot of pressure because obviously television wants Tiger there. It would be more drama. Tiger is a phenomenal draw. He doesn't do that well at Ryder Cup, but he's done nothing this year to deserve a spot on the Ryder Cup. I mean, he's ranked 71st right now in the rankings for Ryder Cup. Typically, you know, the three picks that he has, typically you pick 11, 12. Sometimes you get down to 15. No one's ever picked a 71st. first pick to be able to put on the team. And I just don't know physically if he's even capable of, I mean, Ryder Cup is a very grueling sport. I mean, you're playing these matches day after day after day, and sometimes two matches a day. And I realize he doesn't have to. I mean, he could put him in just for one round or whatever. But Tiger has proven that he doesn't know when this back is going to go out. He doesn't know when it's going to happen. And I just, I don't know. In reality, the more I think about it, he probably will get picked. I think it's kind of sad that he is, because Tiger just sadly this year does not deserve it. He deserves to rest, get figured out, and then next year I think Tiger can compete. He's never going to be the Tiger of old. He's not going to put, you know, fear in the hearts of people like Bill Zortman does when he goes out of Central Valley. You know, and he walks out there, he's ready to roll. That's not going to happen with Tiger anymore. He's 38. He's got some serious, serious health issues, and I'm just not sure he's ever going to be the golfer he was before.
Wasn't it wonderful golf that you had Lefty that had such a fabulous round on Sunday? You had Fowler.
It had everything. It
was there, and they were all nice guys with the exception of what they were trying to stir the pot with, that Lefty didn't want Rory to hit up with the last group with the...
And Lefty was halfway down the hole before they told him, and he didn't really care. Actually, I think Ricky Fowler was more concerned about it. And of course, Ricky was the guy at the last. He had this little knock-in putt on the last hole that he missed.
Scott Hoke.
That cost him $300,000. That little two-footer that he just wanted to get out of there so Rory could finish, because it was so dark.
He didn't wear orange on Sunday.
He wore an orange shirt. He didn't. He wore gray pants, and he sweated through him, so he didn't look very good.
No.
He doesn't look nearly as good as Bill Zortman does out there, because it wasn't good. But it was just, you know, if I could sit down and write a script for Sunday, being in the golf industry, having the year that we've had, let's get a 44-year-old, a couple of 25-year-olds knocking heads. Let's have, and these guys were making birdies. It wasn't like a typical major where they were, you know, this guy, whoever survives at the end. They're making birdies. They're dropping bombs, 25-foot putts. I mean, it was just great, great television all the way around.
Manufacturers. You had one in town that was smiling a little bit.
Absolutely. I had Cobra here earlier, and of course they have Ricky Fowler, and very excited. They're a company that happens to be doing extremely well. They use a lot of color, which I, you know, would be the Bill Zortman brand. But they've had a very good year. Conversely, TaylorMade, which was the number one company, is the number one company out there, is having kind of a tough year. They're announcing today, this is actually fresh
breaking news.
I actually heard it in the parking lot on the way in here. They just let go 300 people yesterday.
Who did?
TaylorMade. That'll give you some idea of how things are going with them.
So what do I do in my TaylorMade club?
Well, I mean, TaylorMade is just resizing their problem. And, you know, this is a business show. And TaylorMade decided that they wanted to try to be a $2 billion company. Golf is not growing. And TaylorMade tried to push the numbers. This is from a business strategy. They tried to push sales out when they really shouldn't have. They should have been saying, all right, we're going to go where the business is. Maybe we're $1.2 billion, maybe we're $1.3 billion, reduce our overhead and make ourselves profitable. They didn't do that. And now they are. Now, unfortunately, they've got to make the painful process of getting themselves smaller. And as part of business, that's part of sometimes you have to kind of reset. And they're doing that. And your TaylorMade product is going to continue to perform well. They're still the number one driver on tour, still the number one iron on tour. They're just to have less people behind the scenes to support you. So it's been an interesting year. But again, a lot of enthusiasm now at the end of the year with Rory playing as well as he does. Now we have kind of a week off with the tournament this week. Then we have the FedEx playoffs. Then we have Ryder Cup. So we have
a lot
of... And then
they start 2015.
Yeah, then it starts right away for 2015. So we have a lot of really good golf coming up. And of course, playing golf, this is the best time of the year to play, and I've said this every year for a long time. This is the time you keep your clubs out. A lot of times people around here put their clubs away on Labor Day. Don't do it. You got to play some golf. You need to make sure that you are playing, because the courses are in great shape. Usually you can get a tee time, so make sure it happens.
Well, with Great Life, that's been one of the big exceptions this year.
Absolutely.
We're hearing lots of families, and I've heard it personally, so have you and all the people in the show, how they can afford to play golf, want to play golf, and are out playing.
All you have to do is go out on a Sunday evening. And typically in the past, if you went on a Sunday evening and did a little tour of golf courses, and I've done this, most of them are empty. It'd be a beautiful evening, sun setting, absolutely gorgeous, and it'll be empty. You go out now to a Great Life course, and there are families, there's young kids, there's husbands and wives. I mean, it is really cool to see. So what Great Life is doing is exactly what they anticipated. They're getting more people to play. Even if you play six holes, you bring your little kid out there, you just make sure it happens and have some fun. And I think that's a model. And I've talked to every national company that comes through Sioux Falls to come see us. I tell them about Great Life, and I say, You want to see something that could potentially be the future of golf? We got it right here.
I think you're right. All right, this week it's the Wyndham. It's in Greenville, North Carolina. And, of course, it leads into the FedEx next week. Last chance for some people to keep playing.
Yes, it is. And unless Tom Watson decides to let Tiger play, he's not playing this week, and he may not play again this year because he's really not eligible to play for the FedEx playoffs. So he could be done.
All right.
We'll see. But hey,
your picks. Here
my
we
picks.
Go.
Mr. Snedeker is my A player. Snedeker and Patrick Reed, who's been kind of lost for a little while. The second best dresser in golf behind Bill Zortman, Billy Horschel, who takes shower curtains to make pants.
Like him anymore.
Fredrik Jakobsen on the bench. Bill Haas playing, and Brendan DeYoung on the bench. And then my C player is Retief Goosen, who's been a little quiet lately. It's kind of slim pickings this week.
It's not a good week.
If you want a week where you can go out and play some golf, this would be the week, because this is not a great field. They're all taking the week off. Pat Perez is on my bench there on the C players. But after this, you got probably 5 weeks of really, really good golf. And, of course, football starts and all that stuff. But we got some great golf coming up, and play golf. Get out there. And I need to mention as well, at Austed's, this is the first time in our history that I can honestly say I have closeout drivers from every major manufacturer at least $100 off. That's Titleist, Cobra, TaylorMade, Callaway, Ping, all at least $100 off. All will get custom fit by my staff free of charge, so you get exactly, you know exactly what club's right for you. We'll show you how to adjust them. We'll show you how to use the wrench to make sure you get the right loft, the right spin on the driver, all of those things, and that has never happened before. We had $100 off on at least every major manufacturer in our store. So,
and your ice cream this morning is?
It's a Heath bar. And did you want that?
No.
You wouldn't get it anyway, because I would take it. Because I do. I do a little Heath run sometimes. I go down the hill. Dairy Queen's pretty close, and I pick up a little Heath Blizzard, and life is good.
Right.
Life is good.
Dave Austed, he's a one of a kind.
Good to see you, Bill. Orange today. You are not. I'm a little
turquoise.
I'm a little disappointed.
Another color that Ricky wears.
Yes.
Just ahead, Randy Dierheim, Mr. 19th Hole, back after a week away. The life to golf, just the distance between good and great. Our good friend Randy Dierheim, Mr. Pinnacle with Callaway's, Trey Foley and Elements on 8. Well, he's putting golf and life in the same paragraph and many times in the same sentence. He even made a putt yesterday for us.
Remarkable
the SME
putt.
Tournament.
I made it with the bony blade, which I don't know if that putter has made a putt of that length for
is
a long time.
Is that still a legal putter? I mean, if they're going to take away the belly putters, shouldn't they take away the little bony?
You know, it reminded me of Phil Mickelson's got that really thin blade, but I think Kurt may have inherited that from Sam Snead or somebody down the line, because that's a vintage putter. That might be worthy of putting in a shadow box and hanging on a wall somewhere. But it was fun to make the putt.
It was, and it helped us and put us in too good a flight. So yeah. Thanks a lot.
I've got a gimpy wrist. So one of the things that golfers and the docs will talk about is, you know, the healing process. So I've got a big trip coming up to Prairie Club in 10 days with my buddies. And so I'm kind of really, I'm monitoring my health and not trying to overdo it.
The distance between good and great. And again, we had that group with Mickelson and Fowler and Steve Stricker, Ryan Palmer, Jimmy Walker crawled up the board with Rory on Sunday. It was a great show.
Well, we had a really remarkable turn of events over the weekend with that tournament, where we had Rory McIlroy at one time was 3 strokes down on the front nine. I really was pulling for Ricky. I thought it'd be a great win for Ricky. He's been right there at so many of the tournaments this year. He's made history, actually, in his finishes in the last 5 majors. But, you know, one of the things that really separated Rory, and the soft conditions may have helped a little bit, but on that back nine, he just was zeroed in. All of his approach shots just fell remarkably close to the pin, sat naturally because of the conditions that he did, but he executed the putts. The eagle that he made may have been one of the most historic shots in a major. We saw him, you know, hit a 283-yard, you know, 3-wood. And I actually thought that's where the topic came to mind in terms of the analogy back to golf. There's a real fine line between good and great. Tiger had set that bar early in his career. We think Rory may, in fact, be the next Tiger. But if you think of that leaderboard and then, of course, all those that we didn't see on TV who were PGA professionals, there's that fine line between being a good golfer and then a great, maybe even a historic golfer. And I think each of us in our own lives can actually fall back on that as business people. We can say, well, we run a good business. What would it take to be a great business? We could say we're a good friend. What would it take to be a great friend? We could say we're a good father or a good uncle. What would it take to be a great father or a great uncle? And I think you can go through all those analogies. It doesn't mean that you're not good, but it means there's another level. And we saw that in Rory as he kicked it into gear on that back nine that made him into a great golfer and the winner of another major.
The difference between good and great can fit businesses and restaurants.
Absolutely. You know, and I was talking about this yesterday at the sales and marketing executives outing that you were a part of and the one that I sat on the bench on. You know, in our business, the restaurant business, we take care of people every day. We do a very, very good job. But some of those little fine points that still hold a lot of weight in customers' minds, a handwritten note, recognizing why they're there for a special event, taking care of kids, all those things that we can do to raise the bar, take us from a good restaurant to a great restaurant. And, you know, I was absent from the show last week. We interviewed candidates for the YMCA CEO position. We actually made an offer that's been accepted to a gentleman by the name of Eric Tucker, who brings a lot of youth and vitality to that YMCA organization. He's moving here from St. Louis. And one of the things that Al Shoneman and I got to do was tour Eric around town and talk about how good this town is, actually how great this town is, and all the little things that make Sioux Falls a great place to live.
Interesting. And, of course, it was Golf Etc. and Golf Etc. Project 1, who were first and second in our Yahoo It's Your Business Fantasy Golf last week. Mrs. Zortman and Mr. Zortman, third and fourth, with Dave Austed and a guy named Dierheim, all just over 200 points.
Yeah, just bunched together. It was close. I had a couple guys that missed the cut, which surprised me. They were good players, but they weren't great. Not on that particular weekend.
And you've got to be great this week. Not so great with some of the players.
It's a skinny field. You know, when you open up that Yahoo Fantasy Golf and you look at the list of the A players, it's like 20. We've never seen a list of maybe 20 or fewer players. It's ironic. Dave and I are on the same page. I've got Brent Snedeker as my A player with Patrick Reed on the bench. Then I kind of again went with people that have had a decent week. Ernie Els played well at the PGA. So I've got him and Brandon DeYoung. Scott Piercy and Brian Harmon are on the bench for me as B players. And then I really just took a shot in the dark on Jonathan Vegas. He's had some decent play this summer. And then Robert Stribb is on the bench as my C player. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I want to finish strong in this golf pool. I've had my ups and downs. Needless to say, I've been good, and I've not been great. So I'm going to try my best this weekend.
Randy Dierheim, always enjoy having you with us on the show. Thanks for making the putt again.
Thanks a lot. Good being here.
And it could be one of the reasons he makes putts like that is comfort king. Occasionally, he gets a good night's sleep, and I try to as well. And I know Kurt Boney, who was one of our partners yesterday, was amazed that you made maybe a 19-and-a-half-foot putt, I would guess. Downhill, curled around one of those tricky holes. But, you know, Kurt, if you have a comfort king, you can make those at most any time because you've got that extra energy. That's all it takes. Wouldn't you agree, Randy?
I agree.
So if I buy a Comfort King mattress, I'll be on the PGA Tour within 2 years, is what you're saying?
Neither one of us are, but you know what? We do make some putts.
The senior tour, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Sometimes it's that energy, that spring, that bounce, the zero gravity, whatever it takes. But we got a good night's sleep. We were not interrupted, and we came in ready for the DQ for today. And, of course, tomorrow being the big day there. Go to the factory. Go to the Comfort King factory out by the mall. The wives can find that. Test it out. Have your own controllers, and your marriage could last a long time. Comfort King. Well, our business of golf doctors join us in this segment. Boy, there's a lot to talk to the docs about as well. Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic. Are you front and center?
Good morning, Bill. I'm here eating my delicious M&M Blizzard here. Yes, I am.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, specialty orthopedics, watching his waistline, not eating a blizzard this morning.
No, not eating a blizzard this morning, but I do want to say early on that I congratulate Rory McIlroy for his second straight major win, his third win in the last three starts. But unfortunately, in my mind, I think he could continue to win like Tiger Woods won in the past, but I don't think he will push the needle as it pertains to television viewership and having Americans have a higher interest in golf like Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson did.
It's going to be interesting to see. And Dr. Max, you did have a message for somebody on the Blizzards.
I did. Stu Whitney, if you're out there listening, try and avoid the Madison Dairy Queen during their special event tomorrow. We don't want you to get irritated by any traffic jams.
I love it. Staying healthy is important in golf and in life. Dr. Max, we always mention the ARP, making sure your chiropractor has the experience to take care of you.
And let's remember that it is ARP. It is ARP Wave, ARP.
Not necessarily ARP.
Not the AARP, no. At Reinecke Chiropractic Clinic, we have a wealth of experience, and we have the ARP Wave Neurotherapy.
And people have tried chiropractors in the past, but what they do today and what they did then might be two different things.
And similarly, the way I go about examining patients to see what's wrong with them compared to how I used to decades ago has evolved quite a bit. There is some revolutionary types of adjustments that make things much easier to get. It's much easier to get to the heart of someone's problem and to correct that problem so that the patient, within an adjustment or two, can tell that that we're on the right track to getting their problem solved.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, from your end, your staff, once they get a call, people needing help, a lot of times in and out, 24 hours.
Yep, and my staff, in honor of my birthday today, they are saying that between now and next Friday, they are willing to see patients and get x-rays, and we'll do a complimentary exam for you to give you your diagnosis. So that's between now and next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday.
Oh, got to play a little birthday music for the doc.
You don't have to.
So how many years is it? 22?
46.
46.
46.
I remember 46. Max, do you remember 46?
I do remember 46.
What do you remember about it? What were you doing when you were 46 years of age?
I was still up to no good back then.
Really?
Yep. That was before I turned over my leaf.
The leaf. Was it a big leaf or a little leaf?
It was a major leaf that I turned over. You bet.
46, I would have been in Amarillo, Texas. No, I wouldn't. I would have been in Montgomery, Alabama when I turned 46. And had a chance to work television there and actually was picked up by a billion-dollar company to help hold licenses for a period of years. So.
Well, 20 years from now, just like you, I'll be able to say when I turn 46, I was in the studio with Bill and Max.
And not eating ice cream, and the rest of them were. And where are these guys today?
Right. Has anybody seen them?
All right, you two. I'm gonna throw a jump ball out. A lot of people with golf have an exercise, or maybe they should be exercising, that does a little bit of twisting with body parts. I have a knee that's kind of bothered me a little bit, which it has never done. Hasn't stopped me from playing golf this summer. But should I see Dr. Max or should I see Dr. Tim with a knee that I can't quite put a handle on where it's at? My brother's had a knee replacement. He is younger than I am. I have been more careful in life than he has. But so what do I do? If I've got that twisted knee, I'm still playing golf, but trying to make sure I don't make a mistake by really twisting it and getting it out of shape, because I'd like to be able to walk this winter. Max?
Well, if we can have age go before beauty here, I'll start. I would say someone with a knee pain that is bothering for the first time in a long time and it's bothering them all summer, come in and see their chiropractor first. You should probably come in and see me, Dr. Max, 335-0880. And just like I tell my patients, in the case of, let's say you get injured on the job, you've got one choice to pick your doctor. If you go to your medical doctor and you get seeing medical people, lots of times they won't make that referral to the chiropractor. But if you go see your chiropractor and the chiropractor sees that it's out of his scope, you need more than an adjustment, he's going to make the appropriate referral to the exact medical practitioner you want. So I'd say if you come in and see me and it looks like it's beyond my kind of help, I'd send you to Dr. Tim.
Dr. Tim, what would you say?
I agree. I think heads you win, tells you win with that. I think just similar to, I had a patient just yesterday that I saw for back pain, and she had an MRI, and we've tried different things, and we called up Dr. Mack's office yesterday, and he was able to get her in yesterday, and he was able to make an evaluation. We were talking briefly about her, but either way, I think you do well with it. I think for someone like you, Bill, especially with a family history, getting an evaluation, there's no harm in that. At least you'll know exactly what you're dealing with instead of having those question marks in your head and be able to know what all your options are.
You know, it was either pick you two guys or I can do the Miguel Angel Jimenez exercising with the knees and smoking the cigar. You think...
Please have a video available for that.
And I think Dr. Tim would say, too, that the worst thing to do is self-medicate and take your over-the-counter pain medication until it's past the point of... Either medical or chiropractic help.
Yeah.
That scar tissue keeps building up and the joint keeps wearing out. That's not good.
And I also remember the very first show that I did, we talked about some actual numbers from a biomechanical standpoint. And one of the things that people don't realize, and I don't harp on weight, and I'm not talking about weight because I'm looking at you right now, Bill. But
And I haven't eaten my DQ Blizzard yet.
4 to 5 times your body weight goes through your knees when you're walking and playing golf.
Really?
So if a person were to lose 2 pounds, well, if you're riding, you're just hurting the engine a little bit more. But
there you go.
But if a person were to lose 2 pounds, it's actually equivalent to 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds for the stress going through someone's knees.
All right. So if people want to call Dr. Tim, they want to call Dr. Max, how do they reach you two guys?
If you're young and on the internet, you know how to Google us, Reinicke Chiropractic Clinic. ReinickeClinic.com is my website. 335-0880 is my phone number.
And for a specialty orthopedics, you can Google Dr. Timothy Lee Burton or specialty orthopedics or call 275-5560. We'd be happy to see you.
All right. It's the Wyndham PGA stop this week in North Carolina. Dr. Tim, your picks for this week, the last event before the FedEx Championship.
I have Rory Sabatini as my A starter with Snedeker on the bench. Webb Simpson and Bill Haas as my B starters with Robert Garrigus and Brendan DeYoung on the bench for B. I have Francisco Molinari, which I don't even know why I picked him. It was just a feeling
He's
that
playing
I had.
Well.
Yeah, it was a feeling I had going down the list. But then I have Robert Carlson as my bench player for the Seas.
Guardian Angels been at work for Dr. Max.
They've been working real well for me, and I would just like to say that here with my phonetic critic, Dr. Tim, I have nothing but 1 and 2 syllable names here. my A player is Paul Reed with...
very good.
Thank you. I practiced
that. That sounded very good. The Guardian
good.
Angel can't spell.
I got Chaz? Chase? Charles?
Charlie eats three sticks.
Charles Howell III.
There you go.
On the bench. Right. We got Ernie Els, Bill Haas, are my B players. We got Janssen Wagner and Webb Simpson on the bench. And good old Fred Couples is my C player with Nick Votny.
Little German with us this morning. Guys, we got maybe a minute, but we've had golfers dropping like flies in the PGA Tour. Tiger, done for the season unless he's picked for the Ryder Cup.
Now, that doesn't make any sense. How can you be done for the season and still be eligible for the Ryder Cup? I don't know
well,
much
it's
about
a captain's
golf,
pick. Tom Watson can do what Tom Watson wants to do. You got Duffner as well. Jason Day came back with a damaged thumb, had to change his swing. So it's been a tough year with Docs, wouldn't you agree?
And Kuchar. Yeah. Dropping out with his back. I think Duffner, his problem might be a little more serious. His is in the cervical spine, not in the lower back. And that gives a multitude of problems with both arms or one arm and the neck and so on. But It's amazing. I think the PGA Tour may need to do something about the frequency of play for these people with this FedEx Cup. They're trying to play as much as they can, and so they're getting a lot of tournaments in towards the end of the season. I think it's taking a toll on their backs and other areas.
What do you think, Max?
I would say that years and years ago, chiropractic had more of a profound effect on patients' health. And now that nutrition is getting to be more and more of a problem for us, toxicity is a problem. The overall health of the tissue, the body isn't able to take advantage of the chiropractic adjustment like it used to, just like the football players are getting bigger and bigger and their injuries are getting greater. I think the same thing with the golfers. When your body makes connective tissue and it uses the molecules that you got in a bag of Doritos, the connective tissue isn't quite as good as what it used to be when diets were better.
Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. Staying healthy is important in golf and life. Keep these guys in mind. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Golf, etc. In the shadows of Oak Gorman High School near Billion and the Firehouse Subs is in the studio. Nice to have you with us there, Mr. Doherty.
Good to see you, Bill.
Perfect time of the year to get fit for your equipment. We heard earlier in the show that we got a lot of folks with a lot of things on sale.
Yeah.
Great time to be looking at what you're doing and play some more golf.
Absolutely. It's a perfect time of the year to get fit for equipment. As golfers are making probably the most solid contact with the ball now. You've been playing all season. You know, you're familiar with your equipment. You're familiar with where your equipment is lacking, where there's spaces in your equipment. It's just an ideal time to get fit.
So you may be in a position that you are looking at some tournaments and the year coming to an end. You're making good contact with the ball, but why wait till spring to improve it?
What happens in the spring, Bill, when people come out to get fit? From a fitting standpoint, nothing is different in your swing. The data that I'm gathering is not going to be any different than in January than it is now. The difference being is when you're in that hitting studio and you're hitting balls in January, February, March, you aren't going to be making solid contact because you've been idle for several months. Now you've been out playing all summer, you've been practicing all summer, you're making solid contact. You feel a lot more comfortable with the way you're at least attempting to hit the ball. So then you're more confident with the recommendations that I end up making on equipment.
I had talked to some people in the last week that all talked about their equipment. One was a young lady that was in the SME golf tournament yesterday. Another was playing in Hartford, and they had old sets of clubs. And they were wondering what to do, how they should change. Should I do it now or wait till spring?
I would say do it now, you know. Any time of the year works. Like I said, the basic data that I gather for fitting a person does not change regardless of what time of the year it is. It's just that as a golfer, you are more comfortable with your swing at this time, so typically you're more comfortable with the whole fitting process.
You have what you call a golf performance analysis, the GPA. What should that mean?
The golf performance analysis is perfect for the people that you were just talking about. We go through your existing equipment, we analyze it, we spec it out, and then I take a look at your swing and I analyze your swing and determine what your needs are. We then put that out on a chart or we graph it out and show, okay, here's where you should be for equipment and here's where your existing equipment is. Now, occasionally, that entire bag of equipment will match. Very rarely does that happen. But we will see in there which clubs do match, which clubs don't match, and we kind of get a blueprint for where to go for putting your bag of equipment together. It's not just come into the store, see a pretty set of clubs or a nicely priced set of clubs on the wall and say, oh, that's great for me, and walk them back out.
We have mentioned this before, but I don't think I ever ask you in the show, and that deals with golf balls.
Yes.
And the fact that you have people like the Bridgestone, the Srexon, all of those that test you for the ball you ought to be hitting. Then you got Jim Nance on CBS talking about your ball doesn't know what your swing is. And it makes you wonder, if you're a golfer, what ball you ought to be hitting. Who do you believe and why?
Well, the number one thing I tell people is find a ball that you like to play and stick with that ball. there is dramatic differences.
So don't go from a top flight to a Bridgestone or
to a Titleist,
Pro V, whatever.
Exactly, because there is a dramatic difference between balls, without a doubt. So if you go from that hard top flight to a Pro V1X, there's going to be dramatic difference. So whatever ball you decide to play with, stick with that ball.
Play with the same color? Because I have a tendency to play orange, yellow, or whatever's in the bag.
Now, myself, I play with Bridgestone B330s, and in the springtime, I play with yellow, and now in the summer months, I play with white. So the color does not matter, no, Bill.
One thing that you do provide at Golf Etcetera is complete equipment improvement recommendations.
Yes.
Why is that important?
I'm a firm believer that every club in your bag should have a purpose. We're allowed to carry 14 clubs. Many golfers, especially with everything that's going on with Great Life and these beginners are coming out and the people are just returning to the game, many times those golfers do not need to have anywhere near 14 clubs in their bag. If you do not have a 20-yard difference between, let's say, your 7-iron and your 8-iron or your 8-iron and your 9-iron, if you don't have your gapping differences, there's no reason to have all that clutter, all that confusion inside your bag.
Appointments really necessary because you guys have been busy at Golf Etcetera.
We've been swamped. I'm supposed to have a fitting starting in about 9 minutes.
Okay.
So, yes, you need to call the store, 361-8333, and set up an appointment with Brian or myself. We'll be glad to take you through the whole process. There's no obligation to purchase equipment to have the golf performance analysis performed, and that is free right now. It's normally $75.
All right, your golf picks for the week.
My golf picks, I better open
it. Okay, and we'll let you go get back to that fitting, but we need to find out if you got Patrick Reed and Charlie Howell.
I do. My A players. V players, I have Bill Haas, Martin Flores, Webb Simpson, Brian Harmon. C players, I'm going to throw a loop to you here, Bill. I pulled out Paul Casey and put in Fred Couples, and I have Retief Goosen on the bench. I had to put Freddie in. You know, I usually have one of those emotional picks that I throw in there either.
It's the Wyndham. Yeah. Why shouldn't you have an emotional pick? You'll get a good night's sleep.
There you go.
All right. Paul Daugherty, Golf Etcetera. And you know where he's at? O'Gorman, near Billion. And Firehouse Subs, give him a call for appointment. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll check with Golf Addiction, say what they have to say on the business of golf. Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, with us this morning. Adam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, you missed out on the Miracle Treat Dairy Queen blizzards this morning.
I did. And, you know, the thing that is, Bill, is I will be there bright and early tomorrow morning picking up my blizzard, as I have in the last 5 years. Even with my days at Best Buy as a manager there, I had the luxury of going there and buying over 100 vouchers so I could give ice cream to my associates and to help out the Miracle Network.
Well, and tomorrow is the big day, and the Dairy Queen at 2100 South Minnesota raised $9,000 last year, and we hope that people take advantage of that and any DQ in your area. Okay, made the trip to Baker Crossing yesterday, looked one way in the spacious clubhouse, saw the workout area, turned the other way, and saw Golf Addiction. What's up?
Well, what's up is golf, and why is because we want to get people out there enjoying the atmosphere, the camaraderie of going out with friends or family, and enjoying a sport that will take you through your elderly years and just getting out there and enjoying the weather and or indoors where you can come in and play and not necessarily have to worry about, you know, that wintry cold weather that keeps people inside.
Family night. Tell us about that.
Well, Bill, we started a family night option at Golf Addiction just strictly because we want people to get a little bit more involved with the golf atmosphere, but this is a great way to get the kids involved with you as well. And the best part is when you come into Golf Addiction for that family night package of only $50, you come in and play for 2 hours, you enjoy pizza, and you enjoy a pitcher of beer or a bottle of wine for the mother, father, while the kids drink some soda for free. But the most important part is we get those kids out there swinging some golf clubs with you as parents and just having some time together to chat and catch up on life as it passes by so dang fast.
Adam Scott and John Miller, Golf Addiction. They're 57th and Marion. What have you learned in the last year and a half about what works with people in golf addiction?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing we learned of starting this business model is that it takes creativity. And it's not always about golf. It's about the things that we can do to entertain the people here in Sioux Falls. So that's why we started the hunting simulator option, the fantasy football draft party that we've been on the radio advertising these last few days. It gives the community different options of coming out and enjoying what we've brought to the community from an entertainment standpoint. So picture this, Bill. If you're into fantasy football, as you are with fantasy golf, you can bring your 10, 12 buddies in to do your draft party right up on a 15-foot video wall. And for $79 that you can divvy up that tab between everybody, you're going to get two large Chicago-style pizzas, you're going to get two pitchers of beer, and you're going to be able to have that fun smack-talking each other as you're taking all those individuals into your own fantasy team to see how the season does for you.
Smack-talking is a big deal, and you've got fall golf leagues. It can't be far away.
Yeah, so October we'll start our two-person team winter golf league, and if you haven't been in to check it out, it's all handicap-based. We rotate through some of the coolest courses in the world, whether it's St. Andrews, the Sawgrass, Scottsdale. We just have a blast, and it gets you out of the house once a week to come play some golf, hang out with your buddy, and to continue on that swing that you've been working so hard on throughout the summer and carrying it over throughout the winter to next season so you can really lower that handicap.
All right, this week it's not one of the majors. It's not the FedEx. It's not the Ryder Cup. It's the Wyndham, but there's a lot of people looking to keep their golf cards. So it is an important week. Who do you pick at Golf Addiction?
You know, with the beating I took yesterday or last weekend here, we've got some pretty good money-making picks. And we're going to start out with our A player, John Merrick. And then we're going to go ahead and say Mr. Howell III as my bench player. Webb Simpson and Ernie Els as my B players. Scott Piercy and Billy Horschel on the bench. And then we're going to go ahead and go with Fred Couples, as I got to see this guy in action in the Masters, and I think he's maybe due for one. And then we got Robert Streb on the bench.
All right. The first project guy, Dave Scutero, has made mincemeat of us all season long. He's got Patrick Reed and, as you said, Charlie Three Sticks. The A, he's got Billy Haas and Ernie Els. He's got Webb Simpson and Brian Harmon on the bench. Francisco Molinari starts on the C and Tim Clark. And you ready for the host picks this week, Adam?
Yeah, let's hear him.
I've got Patrick Reed. He's the defending champion. He's got something to prove. He didn't prove anything last week. And Brant Snedeker, who last year missed the cut in this tournament. He was just looking ahead to the PGA. He just looks to be winning any kind of tournament he can this year. I do agree with Webb Simpson and Billy Haas this week. Hideki Matsuyama and Brian Harmon. And I've got a guy that I got picked on last year for picking him, but this guy had better get it going. He's got the shortest last name, Huh, John Huh. And then I've got Paul Casey. I like Casey just a little bit better than Fred Couples. So, you know, what's been nice is be able to talk golf all season long with you guys. This has been a good show with the Docs, with Golf Addiction, Golf Etc., with the Osted, and then Randy Dierheim keeping it all in place.
It has been a great show, and the best part is golf doesn't have to end at the FedEx Cup. We're going to be able to carry golf through until next golf season starts here in January and keep people dialed in and excited about what great life has brought to the community and giving them the discount here at Golf Addiction, along with all the family members that have picked up golf. My girlfriend was just out golfing with a friend yesterday who just picked up the sport this year due to the fact she's a Great Life member, and she's really enjoying the fact that she can be outdoors and or indoors and learning such a great sport. So keep those clubs out, and let's have some fun all the rest of the season.
And how do they reach you at Golf Addiction?
You bet. Give us a call at 274-8903 to set your fantasy football draft party up and or just to get your family out here to golf and have some fun with us. And check it out.
One of the good guys, Adam Scott. Thanks for spending time with us on the business of golf.
Have a great day, sir.
You betcha. Don't forget our Miracle Treat Day tomorrow. Thanks, Andy, for the ice cream. DQ System hosting Miracle Treat Day again tomorrow throughout the U.S. and Canada. Benefits the Children's Miracle Network. For now, my time.